Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. There might be some of you listening to this program and you're asking yourselves, what is the Bible all about? I would like to try to answer that question. The Bible was not written in English. The Old Testament was written mainly in Hebrew, and the New Testament was written in Greek. So the Bibles that we would handle are translations, and we have several versions of it in English. That's not because one version is trying to put out a different set of thoughts than the other, but different people have tried to translate it in a way that they believe will help us to understand what the original says. And I want to begin by reading a portion from an English version, the Amplified Version. It is a version that goes to great lengths to try to explain what the original language was saying and meaning. And in referring to the Bible, in referring to the Word of God, the Amplified Version uses several words for the Bible. Sometimes it refers to it as God's commandment or commandments, or God's law, or God's testimonies, or God's precepts. So you'll find these words coming up as I read this brief passage. But I'll just read it and explain a little bit about what I believe it's saying. And it helps us understand something of what the Bible is all about. I'm reading from Psalm 119, from verse 96 through to verse 105. The writer says, I have seen that everything human has its limits and end, no matter how extensive, noble, and excellent. But your commandment, your word, your precepts, your Bible is exceedingly broad and extends without limits into eternity. The Word of God, the Bible, is like no other book. It covers subjects that no other book touches on. It has information that you'll not find anywhere else. Your commandment is exceedingly broad and extends without limits into eternity. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. The writer of this portion loved the Word of God, and it was a real blessing to him. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for your words are ever before me. If you read the Word of God and really absorb it and put it into action in your life, you'll be a very wise person. You'll be wiser than those who oppose you, who do not have the Word of God. Makes me wiser than my enemies. He goes on to say, I have better understanding and deeper insight than all my teachers, because your testimonies are my meditation. If you read the Word of God and really meditate on it, really take it in, really follow it, really put it into action, you will actually know more. You'll have more understanding than people who taught you. You'll not be limited by what they know. You'll be taken beyond their knowledge. The Word of God is amazing. He goes on to say, I understand more than the aged. So you can be a young person and be wiser than older people because you read the Word of God and because you follow it. I understand more than the aged because I keep your precepts, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. If you read the word of God and follow its advice, it will keep you from evil, will really help you in your life. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. Now this is the word of God. The Bible is the word of God. And when you learn from it, you're actually learning directly from God. You yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every evil way, every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God sheds light on what life is all about. It illuminates your path and shows you the way that you should take. The Bible is an amazing book. It tells us all we need to know about our past, our present, and our future. It tells us how to get the most out of life, and at the same time, how to prepare ourselves to get the most out of the life to come. It's a book that reveals to us God's interest in us, God's love for us. Now, these are just general thoughts about the Word of God. It's interesting to hear what some famous people in history have said about the Bible. Abraham Lincoln said, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man." Napoleon, no less, said, "The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it." The famous writer Charles Dickens said, "The New Testament is the very best book that ever was or ever will be known in the world." The Bible is an amazing book. We leave it there for the moment, but I'll continue on this theme in the next little talk. God bless you.